If it happens in Wisconsin, you'll hear about it on the station with local news and timeless hits. 97.9 FM, WGBW, Denmark, Green Bay.
From the 97.9 WGBW newsroom, I'm Connie Fellman with this local news update. Health officials say a case of West Nile virus has been confirmed in Shawano County. According to the Shawano-Menominee County's Health Department, the infection was detected in a healthy blood donor. They say all donated blood is screened before entering the blood supply, and any that tests positive is removed. Health workers say detection of the virus in Shawano County confirms the presence of mosquitoes carrying West Nile. Statistics show about 80% of people infected with West Nile virus do not get sick, which leads to people donating blood without realizing they're infected. Green Bay's Pride Fest has a new date and venue. According to New Pride Alive, the organizers of Brown County's annual LGBTQ plus festival, the event is now set to take place at the Oneida Casino Hotel on November 2nd. The Pride Festival, which usually happens at the Brown County Fairgrounds in September, was postponed this year due to what organizers call the increasingly charged political climate. In a Facebook post, organizers say the new venue offers the welcoming and secure environment their community deserves. A different pop-up Pride event is also set to take place in downtown Green Bay on October 4th in response to the festival's postponement. A local hospital group plans to build 56 townhouses at the former site of Roosevelt Elementary School on Doty Island in Neenah. The townhouses will be built just north of ThetaCare Regional Medical Center. The units will support the hospital's new physician residency program beginning in July of 2026. With news at the top and bottom of the hour all day and on demand anytime at WGBW.FM, I'm Connie Fellman, 97.9 WGBW News.
An overtime that ends in a tie. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports from Dallas, where the Packers and the Cowboys played a full overtime period and Green Bay kicking a field goal to end the game in a 40-40 tie. Packers head coach Matt LaFleur on why he's disappointed heading into the bye.
It's disappointing. Just too many critical mistakes that led to that tie. Give Dallas credit. They did a great job offensively, you know, moving the ball down the field. But there's a lot of things that we all have to clean up, starting with myself. I mean, we're trying to be aggressive at the end of the half. That really bit us in the butt.
Baseball, the Brewers with a 4-2 win at home Sunday over the Cincinnati Reds to close out the regular season with 97 wins, a new franchise record.
You know, I'm glad that this team gets to be remembered differently. You know, I'm not into records necessarily, but it's a way for the 2025 to be recognized differently.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
It is going to be another warm one today, mostly sunny with a high in the upper 70s to low 80s this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy. We could see a little fog overnight, our low dropping into the mid to upper 50s. Tomorrow, more sunshine with a high in the mid to upper 70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temperature, 44.
News, Timeless Hits, 97.9 WGBW. Good morning. I'm Dan Marcus. A little chilly out there. Coffee hits the spot this morning.
Long as I remember, the rain been coming down. Clouds of mystery pouring, confusion on the ground. Could be through the ages, trying to find the sun. And I wonder, who'll stop the rain? I went down Virginia, seeking shelter from the storm. Caught up in the fable, I watched the tower grow. Bobby, your plans are new to you, wrapped in golden chains. And I wonder, who'll stop the rain? Heard the singers playing, how we cheered for more. Crowded, rushed together, trying to keep warm. Still the rain kept pouring, falling on my ears. And I wonder, who'll stop the rain?
Somebody who likes these tunes like you do? Tell them. The Timeless Hits, along with great local news, are on 97.9 WGBW.
97.9 FM.
Mustang Sally. Guess you better slow your Mustang down. Oh yeah. You've been
Of timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW. It's Monday. And the Packers tied yesterday. When's the last time they tied? I'm trying to find that out. I'll ask Mike Clemens. He'll know. It's kind of like, let's get Mikey. But yeah, 45 degrees right now being 6:15. This is the first time the Cowboys tied a game since 1969. And the Packers, man, they hung in there. They did something like they scored every time they had a possession in the fourth quarter and in the overtime, too, to tie it. Final score, 40-40. And it's, I can't remember a game ever ending like that way before. And I'm sure Mike Clemens knows the last time that happened. I'll see if I'll track him down. He's been up all night. He's probably bleary-eyed. But I'll see if I can track that down for him. Local news, timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW.
As a U.S. Navy veteran and business owner, I've lived through moments where every detail counts, and I carry that into mass appeal. That's why I personally ensure we deliver top-quality promotion materials, like T-shirts, sweatshirts, and more, to help your company, whether it is a local business or school, gain the visibility it needs to thrive. Your logo is our business, and we're here to make your vision come true.
Go to massappealwi.com or drop by their shop on Lineville Road, just off Highway 41.
Transform your bathroom with the beautiful quality of Bath Planet. Bath Planet has earned the Good Housekeeping Seal, a symbol of quality and consumer confidence for over 100 years. And right now, for a limited time, you can upgrade your bathroom for 50% off installation or choose 18 months with no interest and no payments. But you need to call now. This special offer is only available by calling 800-329-4115. That's 800-329-4115. Call 800-329-4115 right now before the offer ends.
97.9 WGBW plays the music other stations gave up on. The Beatles. I want to hold your hand. The Temptations. My dear. Tommy James. Crimson. The Supremes. Mama said you can't hurry love, though you just have to wait. Everybody from Rock and Roll Hall of Famers to the one-hit wonders. You'll hear it all on the station with local news and timeless hits. 97.9 WGBW. WGBW.
Every little thing, only time will tell. And if I chose the one I'd like to help me through, I'd like to make it with you. I really think that we could make it, girl.
Local news and timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW. Got a hold of Mike Clemens. Mike Clemens told me the last time that the Packers tied a game was in 2018 against the Vikings at Lambeau. Final score was 29-29, and just like last night, the Packers had a lead, and then the opponent made a comeback. So there's your answer. It's been 7 years to do the math here, Dan. 2018, last time the Packers tied. 40-40 last night. Just still, I'm still trying to figure that out in my head.
Up on the roof. Up on the roof. When this old world starts getting me down, and people are just too much for me to face.
Up on the roof.
I climb way up to the top of the stairs, and all my cares just drift right into space.
Up on the roof.
On the roof is peaceful as can be, and there the world below can't bother me. Let me tell you now, when I come home feeling tired, I go up where the air is fresh and sweet. I get away from the hustling crowd and all that rat race noise down in the street. On the roof, the only place I know, telling you right smack dab in the middle of town, I found a paradise that's trouble-proof. And if this world starts getting you down, there's room enough for two up on the roof. Up on the roof.
Sugar. piece of love in you.
I just can't believe it's true.
I just can't believe the wonder of this feeling too.
I just can't believe it's true.
Ah, sugar.
News, Timeless Hits, 97.9 WGBW, 45 degrees right now, 627. Connie Feldman has the news next on 97.9 WGBW.
Lonely girl, let me meet your broken heart.
Eddie Holman, zeroing in on the lonely girl. On the station with local news and timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW. And Connie Feldman has the news now.
From the 97.9 WGBW newsroom, I'm Connie Feldman with this local news update. Republican candidate for Wisconsin Governor Bill Berrien has officially dropped out of the race. The news broke last Friday afternoon, just days after reports that Berrien had followed numerous sexually explicit accounts online, including a non-binary pornography performer. Berrien has been a vocal critic of the transgender community. The Milwaukee Journal Sentinel reported that Berrien unfollowed several accounts in recent days after the newspaper asked about the matter. According to the Berrien campaign website, the 56-year-old former Navy SEAL is ending on his own terms. In the official dropout announcement, Berrien called the newspaper's report a major attack piece, claiming they, quote, painted a salacious and sensational picture that was clearly targeted to force me out of this governor race, unquote. Berrien's departure leaves U.S. Representative Tom Tiffany, who got into the race on Tuesday, and Washington County Executive Josh Shulman as the only Republican candidates. There are numerous Democrats running. The primary is in August. Starbucks recently announced they're laying off 900 employees and closing hundreds of stores nationwide, including here in Green Bay. USA Today published a preliminary list, and it includes four Starbucks locations in Wisconsin: Fox Point, Rothschild, Wauwatosa, and Green Bay. The Starbucks on the list is located on South Oneida Street. Starbucks said employees were notified last Thursday. Some stores already closed as early as this past weekend. With news at the top and bottom of the hour all day and on demand anytime at WGBW.FM, I'm Connie Feldman, 97.9 WGBW News.
Dairy producers thought changes to the federal milk marketing orders would improve their position in the marketplace. It hasn't. I'm Pam Yonke, starting you off before the opening bell on a Monday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news, and their voices are being heard in Washington, D.C. Zippy Duvall is the president of the American Farm Bureau Federation.
The news is not good when it comes to what we call make allowance. The make allowance determines what is deducted from farmers' check to help pay for the cost of processing. In just 3 months, America's dairy farmers have lost more than $337 million because of the increase in make allowances. USDA is now required to survey processors' costs every other year, but has yet to announce a timeline. We urge USDA to move quickly to schedule the new cost survey so that future hearings reflect the actual processing costs.
Zippy Duvall, president of the American Farm Bureau Federation. What happened to the dairy markets on Friday? I've got numbers next.
For far too long, seed discount offers have been too complicated. But today, the Seed Pros of Channel make our stand. No more confusion. No more long-winded radio ads. Just simple savings. 0% financing with early pay discounts. Today, we show up with an easier way to save on seed. Talk to your Channel Seed Pro to get all the details and see what you could be saving. Channel, all in, all season.
Unique farming operations need unique financial solutions. Ag Country Farm Credit Services offers customized financing that fits any size farm, ranch, or agribusiness. The next time you're in the market for more land, equipment, facilities, or maybe even an operating loan, contact the team at Ag Country. They know agriculture and will work for you. Ag Country. Focused on ag, focused on you. Ag Country is an equal opportunity lender.
On Friday in Chicago, the barrel cheese dropped 2.25 cents to 162.25. 40-pound block cheese down 1.25 cents, 162.5. But AA butter on Friday finished the week another 8 cents stronger at $1.72 per pound. This morning in Chicago, October Class 3 milk that goes into cheese is up 7, 16.86. November up 21 at 16.39. Currently, December new crop corn, that's down a penny, stands at 4.21. November new crop beans, down 3.5 at 10.10. July wheat, currently up a half at 5.61 a bushel. So just a quick snapshot on where the numbers stand rolling into a Monday trade session. Remember, World Dairy Expo 2025 officially opens to the general public tomorrow morning starting at 9 a.m. Follow the Midwest Farm Report team at MidwestFarmReport.com or any of the social media streams you follow. I'm Pam Yonke.
Green Bay weather.
It is going to be another warm one today, mostly sunny with a high in the upper 70s to low 80s this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy. We could see a little fog overnight, our low dropping into the mid to upper 50s. Tomorrow, more sunshine with a high in the mid to upper 70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temperature 44.
News, Timeless Hits, 97.9 WGBW. Packers didn't lose last night. Didn't win either.
Don't let the sun catch you crying. The night's the time for all your tears. Your heart may be broken tonight, but tomorrow in the morning light, don't let the sun catch you crying. The nighttime shadows disappear, and with them go all your tears. For the morning will bring joy for every girl and boy. So don't let the sun catch you crying. We know the crying may be hard to discover that you've been left for another. But don't forget that love's a game, and it can always come again. Oh, don't
let the sun catch you crying. Don't let the sun catch you crying, oh no, oh, oh, oh.
News and timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW. It's Monday, and temperature has climbed now all the way to 47 degrees. It's 6:43 on the nose. I'm Dan Marcus. Thank you for joining me today. Another multi-state keyword coming up for week two of the brand new and fantastic Who Doesn't Love It? Go for the Green and Gold Text to Win contest. It's Each and every, and we give out seven keywords every single weekday, is worth $200 and gold jewelry to somebody, hence the name Green and Gold. So we pick one winner every day, but even if you don't win on a daily basis, just entering qualifies you for the grand prize, which is two indoor in November. Did I mention that it's indoor in November? Tickets to see the Purple People take on our Green and Gold. Okay, so just for entering, you don't have to win the daily contest to win the grand prize. How cool is that? We want you to win. Trying to help you here. So stick around. The next multi-state keyword is coming up shortly after 7 o'clock here on 97.9 WGBW.
I'm still going for it, even with higher stroke risk from atrial fibrillation and a regular heartbeat not caused by a heart valve problem. Over a three-year study, Eliquis apixaban tablets reduced stroke risk better than warfarin, and over 97% of Eliquis patients did not experience a stroke. A first stroke occurred in 2.9% of warfarin patients versus 2.3% of Eliquis patients.
Don't stop prescription Eliquis without asking your doctor. Stroke risk may increase. Eliquis can cause serious and potentially fatal bleeding. Don't take if you have an artificial heart valve, abnormal bleeding, or antiphospholipid syndrome. While taking, you may bruise more easily or bleed longer. A spinal injection increases blood clot risk, which may cause paralysis. Get medical help right away for unexpected bleeding or bruising, or back pain, tingling, numbness, muscle weakness, or incontinence. Aspirin products, NSAIDs, SSRIs, SNRIs, and blood thinners increase bleeding risk. Tell your doctor about planned medical or dental procedures. Learn more at Eliquis.com or call 1-855-ELIQUIS.
Hey, did you know that you could test drive a car to help fund breast cancer research? It's Amanda with another new WISCO 411. And Drive for a Cure 2025, it's almost here. It's on October 4th, beginning at 9 a.m. till 3 p.m. at your local Bergstrom Buick GMC of Green Bay. And all you got to do is test drive one of their featured vehicles, and they'll donate $1 for every mile driven to help fund breast cancer research in Wisconsin. Plus prizes, giveaways, and free food and refreshments. Check it out. Head to WGBW.FM and click events.
WGBW. Ooh, child, things are gonna get easier. Ooh, child, things will get brighter. Ooh, child, things are gonna get easier. Ooh, child, things will get brighter.
Someday, yeah, we'll put it together and we'll get it undone. Someday, when your head is much lighter. Someday, yeah, we'll walk in the rays of a beautiful sun. Someday, when the world is much brighter.
Ooh, child. Things will be brighter. Ooh, child, things are gonna be easier. Ooh, child, things will be brighter.
Local news, timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW. Dan Marcus, if you've got to be somewhere by 7 o'clock, you got 11 minutes. Good luck.
Well, she's all you'd ever want. She's the kind I'd like to flaunt and take to dinner. Well, she always knows her place. She's got style, she's got grace. She's a winner. She's a lady. Oh, 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 she's a lady. Talking about that little lady. And the lady is mine. But she's never in the way. Always something nice to say. What a blessing. I can leave her on her own. Knowing she's okay alone. And there's no messing. She's a lady. Oh, 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 she's a lady. Talking about that little lady. And the lady is mine. She never asks very much, and I don't abuse her. Always treat her with respect, I never would abuse her. What she's got is hard to find, and I don't want to lose her. Help me build a mountain from a little pile of clay. But she knows what I'm about. She can take what I dish out, and that's not easy. Well, she knows me through and through, and she knows just what to do and how to please me. She's a lady. Oh, 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 she's a lady. Talking about the little lady. And the lady is mine. Yeah, yeah, she's a lady. Oh, 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 she's a lady. Listen to me, people, she's a lady. Yeah, 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 she's a lady.
Local news, timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW. I'm Dan Marcus. Another Go for the Green and Gold text to win contest. Multi-state keyword. That's a big breath. And that's coming up shortly after 7 o'clock. Keep it here. Your chance to win. You could win. The daily prize is $200 cash. That's the green. And gold jewelry. Local news, timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW, 47 degrees, 6:56 and a half. That half is important to somebody. Coming up, the next multi-state keyword. Give you a chance to win $200 of money from Civic Media and WGBW.
I'm Sherry Preston. Police are still looking for a motive in the Michigan church shooting and fire that left four people dead.
Authorities say the suspect, 40-year-old Thomas Jacob Sanford, is a Marine veteran who served in Iraq. A fundraising website from 2015 indicating his son was born with a rare genetic disorder, the treatment for which apparently took a financial toll on the family. Sanford is quoted in a local newspaper saying, "Don't ever take having healthy kids for granted. I spent 4 years in the Marine Corps and was in Iraq, and this is still the most unique thing to deal with."
ABC's Morgan Norwood. Police say Sanford drove his pickup into the church, then opened fire. He was killed by officers. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is at the White House today for meetings with President Trump on ending the war in Gaza. The president will also sit down with Republican and Democratic leaders ahead of a possible government.